Hi everyone, it's Nicole Quinones, and welcome to Care About It, the podcast where I talk about social and political issues that I care about, and I think everyone else should too. So today, I am with a very special guest, my best friend, Bridget Kavanaugh.
Hi!
So Bridget is my best friend from high school, and we both love Harry Styles, and I think I wanted to bring her on to talk about the recent drama that's been going on with Harry Styles and the controversy that's surrounding him. And I think it's really important just to have a group conversation instead of me just sitting here by myself talking about it. So I brought her on because I know she loves him, but she's also woke, so that's also cool.
Oh my god, thank you.
We try. I think we try to stay woke. We try to
get educated.
Yeah, we want to educate ourselves constantly and just like basic human decency.
We just
let people be themselves. So let me break down the situation that happened with Harry Styles and Candace Owen. Bridget, you can jump in whenever you want. Okay. Whenever you feel like
start
it.
I'll start us off.
So basically, Harry Styles posed for the front cover of Vogue. Really exciting. Vogue's literally one of the biggest magazines in the world, and as a fan of his, it's actually crazy. I think I've literally been a fan of him since I was 11 years old, and now I'm 21, and he's on the front cover of Vogue. So that was really cool, and I love Vogue. I literally get the magazines delivered to my house still, like, old-fashioned. Like, I read through them every month.
Also, he was, like, the first guy to be on there.
Yeah, he was the first guy, and he was wearing...
Which is, like, amazing.
A dress. So that's the controversy.
And he looked perfect.
He did look perfect. He looked beautiful. It was a really nice dress, and he was wearing a skirt.
Yeah, the pictures were amazing, too.
Yeah, he was wearing a skirt in one of them, too.
Very high-fashion-esque.
Yes. So, basically, it caused a lot of controversy, especially in the conservative Republican community. I wasn't trying to call them out, but I'm going to call them out because they're the people who were really bothered by this. Everybody else was like, yeah, Harry Styles, like, you wear that dress. And then, political activist and author Candace Owens decided to open her mouth and give her 2 cents on the situation and basically said to bring back manly men. She quote tweeted Vogue's tweet of them posting the pictures of Harry, and she quote tweeted it basically saying that the feminization of our men makes them weak. What do you think about that, Bridget?
Okay, so I completely disagree with her, which is
me too.
Ironic. I think that when men are comfortable with who they are, that makes them more, in quotes, manly.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It's incredible.
They're confident and secure with themselves.
Yeah, and they don't feel like they have to be binded to the stereotypes that they've grown up with. And I think that's awesome. He's breaking...
Also, why should you be... Why does a dress determine if you're manly or not?
Also,
like, what does that have to do with it?
Was she saying that women are weak when she said feminization makes men weak?
Yeah, I know.
Well, interesting, right?
She kind of did.
You're basically calling women weak, because if you're like, oh, the feminization of men makes them weak, so like, what does that make women? And then she basically was also saying that we need strong men to run as like a perfect society. But like, what exactly is a strong man? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I really didn't understand where she was coming from. It sounded like she was just talking to like get attention and spew
hate.
It's
just weird to me how mad she is, because he's comfortable with himself. Why is she not? Why does it bother her so much?
Exactly.
And also, why do we need, in quotes, strong men to run our society? What about strong women that we already have, or just men how they are? Why do they have to... Also, wearing a dress should not determine any of that.
Yeah, no.
Harry Styles is doing great. He's a great, like, role model, too, for younger kids. Everything he does is amazing. He always puts out positive, like, I don't know. He lives his life in a very great way. I don't understand why it bothers him so much.
Makes
him not a manly man.
I think it's some deep-rooted insecurities.
Oh, 100%.
That, like, she really... Like, I feel like anybody who feels a sort of way about somebody expressing themselves, I genuinely think they need to go to therapy. Like, I'm being serious. Like... If you care so much about even like the LGBTQ plus community, if you care so much about people loving who they want to love or dressing how they want to dress or wearing the makeup that they want to wear or painting their nails or wearing makeup, like if it bothers you so much, like you need to go get help and figure out like
why. Yeah, you need to reevaluate why that bothers you so much, like, because it's not your life. Why do you think exactly. that you should have a say so much?
If someone being
also,
confident.
It's interesting because Harry Styles is a part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people would have the same reaction if he wasn't, or if like that.
Yeah. What if he was like a straight man? Like,
just like really made people angry, like the combination of the two.
Yeah, because he's not a straight man.
But also, he's not the first guy in
the music industry to do this.
So many people have done it.
Prince.
Yeah.
David like, Bowie.
David Bowie.
David like, freaking Bowie. Even... Prince with the freaking ruffly and the big hair and the eyeliner and Kiss. Motley Crue. Like, all of these bands wore makeup.
So many
like,
people.
Freddie Mercury. Like, all these people.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah, exactly.
Throughout history. Like, paved the way, especially, like, people of color and black trans people. I feel like they also paved the way, and they have to get some credit for what they've done for gender fluidity and gender neutralness and people being able to do what they want.
Yes, I agree, totally. I also think that it's amazing that Vogue finally did let a guy be on the cover, and Harry Styles was the first wearing what he felt comfortable yeah. in, because that's a big step for them, too.
Yeah, I also think Vogue continuing should put more black femme...
Yeah, because they've had problems with that in the past.
Yeah,
that they...
especially like black trans women and men. In their,
so hopefully this is the step in the right direction.
Yeah, it is a step in the right direction, for sure. But I don't think Harry... Like, I love Harry Styles, but he shouldn't be the poster child for this.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the fans that are saying that, like, he invented gender fluidity are a little crazy.
Yeah, he definitely didn't do that. I
saw that comment on, like, a TikTok, like, just the other day.
I saw that actually a few times, too.
It was, like, Harry Styles invented gender fluidity, and I was like, where...
He definitely did it.
He pulls
it. Like,
inspiration. He pulls inspiration from
so many other celebrities. You can see like parallels with his outfits versus like old celebrities that used to do this, which is like amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
But he definitely didn't invent it.
Someone did a TikTok of that too, like how some of his outfits have like style, like mirrored like Mick Jagger and Prince and
yes,
David Bowie.
So many.
And those are definitely his inspirations when it comes to fashion. So I feel like. We have to stop painting him as a poster child, because he didn't ask to also be called the poster child. He's just doing him. He's being comfortable.
Yeah, I know. He just wants to, like, live his life and, like, do whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think he realized it would turn into this huge thing.
Yeah. I think he knew what he was... Like, he knew it was going to start conversation. You're not used
yes.
to seeing a man on the front cover of a magazine wearing a dress. I think this is the first time I've ever seen it. So he knew he was doing something.
Yes. I didn't think he... I didn't even think that it would get this much backlash.
At first,
in a negative
I didn't even, like,
way.
Realize he was wearing, like... I just thought he looked hot. Like, I didn't even think about, like, the dress.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't even really paying attention to his clothes, which is,
I
like,
wasn't,
horrible. I was just, like, proud of him. I was, like, thought the shots were amazing.
I didn't even, like, realize... I was just so... I think it's just something I'm used to. Like, I don't care if people are... wearing what they
exactly,
want to wear.
Me too.
I wasn't fazed by him wearing a dress until I saw, like, the Candace Owens post, and I was like, oh, shit, he's in, like, a ball gown.
Yeah, also, I don't know if this is just because, I mean, both of us spend a decent amount online, too, or the people that we surround ourselves with. I don't know. Like, seeing him in a dress didn't feel weird to me.
Yeah, no,
I don't, like, I don't know. I was just... I didn't even notice his clothes, really, at first.
Yeah, we also
I don't know if we're just so used to it at this point.
Yeah, I'm really used to him dressing more androgynous.
Yeah, I feel like he's been doing that for a while now, so I was
yeah.
like, oh.
Even at the Met Gala, he wore, like, that really blousy, like, see-through
yes,
top.
Yes, that black little moment.
And
that was amazing.
He even got, like, some flack for that because it was, like, a blouse, not, like, a man shirt.
I know, which is...
Who cares if he's wearing a blouse? So I'm going to move on. To toxic masculinity, we'll still touch upon Harry Styles, obviously. let me get the definition up of toxic masculinity, just so I get it right, and I can inform you guys on exactly what it is. I know what it is, but I don't want to, like, mess it up. Toxic masculinity is thus defined by adherence to traditional male gender roles that consequently stigmatize and limit the emotions boys and men may comfortably express while elevating other emotions such as anger. Some examples: be a man, only girls cry, or you have to play sport.
I don't know if it's because of our current, like, political climate or, like, what's going on in America right now. I feel like
it's gotten worse.
Toxic. It's gotten so much worse.
It's gotten worse.
Or I don't know if I'm just, like, growing up and, like, recognizing it more, but it's getting a lot worse.
And I'm not gonna lie, it makes me feel for, like, men.
Me too.
Which is, like, weird.
Yeah, but I don't want it too.
Because their cultural expectations are so, like, really intense. Harsh. Like, ours are intense as well. Like, both genders
are really... Yeah, women have it rough. Don't get me wrong. Women but, like, have, I can't even imagine, like, being told, like, oh, you have to be tough and all this stuff all the
time. Like, you can't like, show emotion.
I'm so sensitive. Can you imagine?
And I'm so emotional. And, like, I just saw, like, one of my best guy friends cry for the first time, like...
Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
It's or like so when weird
I saw my dad cry for the first time when I was like 15. And I was
I've
like,
only
what's
seen
going
my
on?
Dad cry like twice in my life. Like that's
and it's like why? I cry like once a day.
My brother,
over like a puppy video.
The only time I've seen my brother cry is when my dog died. Like
they yes, that's the first time I saw my dad cry.
They grow like, up what? In these climates where like they're told not to like express their emotions or express who they are. And then that also, like, hurts their sexuality. It like, hurts, like, who they are just as a human being. Like, it
also, it makes them angry. Also, it definitely has to create a lot of, like, yeah, pent-up anger when they can't express any of their emotions. Maybe that's why guys are so crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, man.
Yeah, no, maybe. So, there's different ways that we can try and fix toxic masculinity. I feel like our generation... is really paving the way for the future with this.
Yes, definitely.
I definitely see more openness to gender fluidity and getting rid of gender norms from our generation. I've been studying gender for, oh my God, how long? I feel like I've been taking gender classes forever, since like high school. I tried to like educate myself on it, and then when I got to college, I ended up minoring in it, so I do have, I feel like I have a lot of knowledge on gender studies and gender norms and how we can overcome it. And I'm gonna read some ways that we can challenge toxic masculinity and toxic men culture.
Okay, let's hear it.
So examine your unconscious bias. So basically realize what's going on in your brain that makes you think like that's weird.
Right?
Or figure out the root of why, what's your bias, is that like all men have to be like muscly and strong? Where did that come
from? I think that a lot of guys deep down don't agree with it just because society is so harsh, they just keep going with it. But really, yeah. What guy in their head has to be thinking like, if I wear a skirt, like I'm disgusting. Like what?
Okay.
I don't get it. Okay, what's the next one?
Take a genuine interest in the experience of others. I think people have to be more open to listen to other people, especially people like Candace Owens. I feel like just sit down and really listen to what these people are saying.
So stubborn. I don't know if it's so nowadays stubborn. Or what's going on. People are not listening to other people's point of views. You don't have to agree, but at least just listen.
It's really ignorant. I feel like the ignorance has gotten worse.
I know. It's also really, like, how can you call yourself educated if you only want to read half the book? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, the next one is be transparent about your health with other men. So, men, this is for you. Look at your relationships with the other men in your life, your friendships, regular relationships, your partners, and really try and maybe sit down and talk to them about it. Like, why did you grow up to think, like, certain things aren't manly? Like, who taught you that? Like, who made you believe that, like, if you want to go dance, that, like, you're automatically gay, you're not manly, like... Personally, me and Bridget did theater growing up and dance.
Yes, totally.
We bonded over that a lot, I think. And a lot of our guy friends in the theater culture really, I think, suffered from toxic masculinity a lot.
agree.
Because all of our guy friends, no, not all of them, but a good amount of them that did drama club are straight with, like, and their sexuality, like, but they had to deal with so many rumors of them being gay.
Especially in, like, a toxic, like, high school environment. Like, that's rough.
So it was hard for them to express themselves, but they also liked sports. So it was like, okay, do we pick our sport or do we pick, like, drama club? And a lot of the times they would pick drama club. A lot of the times they would pick sports.
A full High School Musical moment.
It was, like, a full High School Musical moment. But it was sad to see them have to go through that. Like,
it is sad. Also,
and people questioning their sexuality, like, oh, are they gay? And I'm like, no. And they're like, but they
go on just stage. Just because they sing.
They go on, they put on costumes and they go on a stage and they sing. And I'm like, okay.
Why does honestly, that I'm like, going in a costume, I'm like, that's hot. Like, good for them. They're right? comfortable with themselves.
Why are they so concerned about, like, first of all, why is the man's sexuality the first thing that you question when you see them doing something that's, like, not traditionally masculine?
Exactly. Like, that's also, I would love to talk to the people that determined who, what masculinity was originally, like, back in the day. Like, how is that even determined? Like, oh, because, like, they're strong, they can't, like, sing. Like,
who the fuck created these gender norms?
It's just how did we decide what this was?
Who was the first person to decide, like, okay, this is what girls are going to do, and this is what boys are going to do, and
no mixing, because that's disgusting. Like,
who decided this, and why has it been carried out to 2020?
Especially because so many things we, like, changed and, like, grown with time, because we realize, like, how crazy it is. Yes. Like, why has that not? Everyone's like, no, that just has to, we just have to keep that.
I think one day, especially with our generation,
our generation's definitely making big leaps.
I do see big change, especially on social media.
Social media does give me hope. I don't know if it's just because I'm on the good side of social media.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just on the good side. Also, I'm just really excited to see our generation, like, raise children.
Me too. Can you imagine how, like,
everyone?
I feel like a lot of us are depressed. That's really sad, but I feel like a lot of our generation's depressed. Can you imagine how happy our children are going to be? Hopefully, because we're still, like, aware.
We are aware, I think, and we seek help more, and I feel like we try.
We're just, like, accepting. Like, we just want people to be happy.
If I were to have a son later on in life, I would want them to do whatever would make them happy. Like,
exactly, me too.
That's the goal. Like, you don't want to have to push anything on them. You just make them, you just have to let them, like, choose their own path of who they want to be. I agree. And I don't
think... You like what you like, and that's it.
I don't think other people should be so bothered by it, either.
And if you are bothered, like, sit down with yourself and reevaluate, like, why that's so upsetting to you.
It is. So, to all the Candace Owens out there, fuck you. Go get help.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like I'm just so tired of talking about it.
I know. It's like, just look in a mirror and be like, why am I so mad?
Like, why is it 2020 and I'm still, like, I feel
having to defend, like, a guy just because he wants to, like, paint his nails.
Yeah.
I'm like, who wants, like, little stubby nails? I don't know. It's
I feel like every single podcast I've done so far has been like, I can't believe I still have to talk about this shit. I was learning about it in high school. Why am I still talking about it?
It's tiring.
It is tiring. And I've talked about that in my past 2 podcasts as well, that activism is exhausting. And caring about people and letting people, like, being so open-minded is literally exhausting.
It's exhausting because we have to do it for the rest of the world that's deciding not to.
Exactly. So, but I guess the overall message of this is really, I guess, sit down with the men that are listening. Really figure out what's going on. What's going on with your gender?
And also, at men, if you want to be who you are and you're comfortable, dress however you want, because girls like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, nail polish is in.
Yeah, I know, a guy. And, like, nail polish and rings.
I was trying to explain to my guy friends.
Even our friends.
Like,
girl,
like, paint your nails. Like, and they're like, no, that's, like, stupid. And I was like, girls love when guys have painted nails. And they were like, no, only when, like, the girlfriend does it. And I was like, no.
No, I'm, like, so confident, amazing.
No, if you haven't.
Everyone loves confidence. It's
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Well, like, I'm not, like, obviously it's not for everyone. I'm not saying every man go paint your nails.
Yeah, not everyone. But, like, if you were thinking about it, then you're like, no, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, no, that's gay, that's stupid, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't do that. I think that's also a really, ooh, we can talk about that. That's a really big problem with growing up as a man, because everything that is, like, not manly, they just call it, like, gay or stupid.
Gay, which is, like, also, can you imagine how that feels to hear it if you are someone gay?
I hate when people do that. I hate it, and I feel like I've heard so many people, like, say it in my lifetime. Like,
also, I hate that, though. You can be gay and like all the in quote manliest stuff. It doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
none of it matters.
None of it correlates. Like, I don't understand.
You know, literally none of it matters at all. So, damn. People really make me mad. Just don't be ignorant. Like, just love.
Honestly.
Like, love yourself, love others. Treat people with kindness.
That's Harry Styles. Harry Styles is amazing. Yes, listen to his album.
Go listen to Fine Line. Stream Fine Line. Listen to some, Treat People with Kindness. That's a really good, it's a bop. It's a good song. Good message.
He's amazing.
Pretty good message.
And I'm proud of him for how far he's come, because you can see that he struggled with toxic masculinity, especially when he was in One Direction.
I am proud of him as well. He's dealt so much. He was sexualized.
He really has. He used to be like a little like frat boy looking.
He was sexualized at such a young age for like
older women.
Oh my god,
so creepy.
That shit probably took a toll on him.
I don't know why people don't think that's as creepy as when a guy does it to a girl.
I think it was, I thought it was creepy all the time. Harry Styles, for background information, when he was like 17, like, he was being romantically like connected to like 30 plus year old women. And he was a target for sexual predators, and that's so scary to grow up with. And
that's horrifying.
I feel like it's known Harry Styles has like a history with like drug use, and like he was on drugs for making his first and I think second album. I feel like, was it the first one or the second one that he just like went to an island and just did a bunch of drugs and wrote the album?
I feel like it might have been the second album, because like,
but
some of the music videos, I'm like,
ooh. You have to wonder, like, was that a direct effect of him being sexualized at literally 17 years old?
Yeah, I know. Imagine all, like, the
and, like,
things
having,
he's been thinking.
And, like, repressing who he was. Because he didn't come
Which
out.
Which is horrible.
And I don't think he ever came out, necessarily. It was just, like, a thing. Like, oh, yeah, he's, like,
he just started, like, waving the flags
everyone.
At his concerts and saying, like, I love everyone.
Yeah, he said that, like, he
which
has no gender preference, which is awesome.
Yes. It's also interesting that people love to, like, try to label him as gay when he just says that he, like, just loves people.
Yeah. So
that's a whole nother...
That is a whole other conversation.
That's a whole nother...
But now he's at this point in his life where he's expressing who he is. He's wearing what he wants to wear. He's on the front cover of Vogue. He's so successful.
He's doing amazing things. Yeah, he's in movies, writing music...
He is so freaking successful. And you have
also,
people...
I hope that little boys are looking up to him if they want to be like him and they feel more comfortable now.
Yeah, but then you have people like Candace Owens who just try to tear them down and hurt all the progress that has been made. And it makes me so mad. Like, we've made so much progress with men being able to just be themselves and women being able to be themselves and just people being able...
Like, Candace, if you hate dresses that much, don't wear a dress.
You wear suits.
It's not that hard. Yeah, I know. Like, Candace,
oh
God,
how did I forget
discuss
to do this?
That?
There's, like, multiple pictures of her wearing, like, pants.
Of her in a suit. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, Candace, because that's, in quote, a manly outfit. So,
why is she doing this? I feel like she's
also,
just doing
Also, I don't even
attention.
Know if she realizes her tweets, like, she sounds like she's, like, anti-feminist. She's like, yeah, like...
Well, yeah.
Men are weak, and I'm like, okay, well then, why are you trying to dress like a... You have to stay a weak woman, Candace, that's what... Is
yeah.
that what you're... Don't wear a suit.
Yeah, if you're gonna...
Ridiculous.
If you're gonna bash Harry Styles for wearing a dress, like, don't wear a suit then.
Yeah, no, then, like, you better stick to all the normal women gender norms then.
At this point, though, you have to question, did she just want attention?
Honestly...
She knows her audience. She's a conservative author. She knows her target audience, and I feel like she knows how to manipulate them. Same with Trump. Like, he knows his target audience. I don't think they mean half the shit that they say, but they know their supporters are going to eat that shit up, and that's why they say it. I feel like...
I kind of agree, especially with, like, Biden just winning. I feel like people are just mad, and maybe she just wanted attention. She knew that people were going to see that.
Yeah. There's so many people like that, though. Like, they know their target audience. They know how to rile them up. They know how to start conversation and be controversial. So, yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it.
I agree.
All right. So, I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Bridget, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I feel like this is just how we talk
anyway. This was a normal conversation.
So, it felt really nice to just talk. And hopefully, it will be in person very soon.
Yes, please. Wear your masks.
Yeah. Please. And, take these conversations outside of the podcast and really try to understand the danger that gender norms do to our society and the hurt that they cause people.
Have meaningful conversations with the men in your life.
Yeah. Sit down and talk with the men in your life. And what was that accent?
I loved it.
So yeah.
You're feeling inspired by Harry Styles.
I am. I hope you care about it.